time to wrap up day one of the dual Donegal International Rally, a day in which Donegal crews have been dominating this event. We'll start with the international field, and Declan and Brian Boyle, the Letcher Mick Award crew, in their Ford Fiesta WRC. They were tweaking at the car all week, and they've got it bang on. They've got it right, and they lead this event heading into day two by 6.2 seconds from the Ford Focus WRC of the reigning national and tarmac champion, Donna Kelly, who's got Connor Foley on board calling the notes. So just 6 seconds in it at the front after six stages of this event. Third overall, first time doing Donegal in a WRC Super Impreza, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett. They have had a steady run, did a very quick time second run over at Trenta, and they currently sit 13 seconds off the pace of Donna Kelly in third position. Fourth in the international is the Tyrone Donegal partnership of Seamus Leonard and John McCafferty in the Subaru Impreza. It's an older Impreza, but they sit fourth overall, and they're just half a minute down on Manus Kelly. Fifth overall and the leading R5 car, it's the championship leader, Alistair Fisher, with Gordon Noble on the notes. They sit fifth overall, and they're just under a second adrift of Leonard, but they are leading the R5 contenders. Then we've got another one, the first of the Moffat brothers from Monaghan, Sam Moffat, sixth overall, second in the R5 category, 4.2 seconds adrift of Fisher. Sam's brother, Josh, in a similar Ford Fiesta, sitting 7th overall, 11.4 adrift. Keith Cronin, without doubt, was the fastest of the R5 cars for most of the day, but Cronin, unfortunately, had a puncture on Trenta and lost round about a minute, and it dropped him from 4th right down to 9th. He has managed to get it back up to 8th overall, and he's just under half a minute adrift to the pace of Josh Moffat. But Keith Cronin is in 8th overall, and he will be one to watch tomorrow. Johnny Greer sits 9th overall in the international, 16.9 adrift in a Citroen, and then the top 10 in the international event is wrapped up by Eugene Donnelly and Paddy Toner. Eugene Donnelly back in Donegal after a 7-year absence. He's a 3-time winner, of course, and he's absolutely loving the stages of Donegal. He wraps up the top 10, and he sits 6.9 seconds adrift of Greer. So let's get some reaction from the international side of the event, and we're going to hear now from the rally leader. I spoke to Declan Boyle as he came off the end of stage 6, and he was quite content with his day's work today.
Definitely happy to get Friday over and get back in. One day gone off the list. Tomorrow's a big one now.
Yeah. At the start of the day, we've seen Gary early on go out of the event due to engine trouble, and you were sort of bedding yourself in there. Were you a wee bit tentative at all with the car, given what has happened this year so far?
Well, on the first stage, all we wanted to do is, you know, we didn't push the boat out. We took it handy enough, and we just wanted to get one or two stages over to get settled in. But we're happy. We're you know, leading there most of them stages.
Yep. And even taking on the likes of the Focus and the really, really fast stuff, the Fiesta handled it no problem.
Well, she handled it no problem. But you know, the bottom line is Donna's car is a 2 litre, ours is a 1600, so it is hard work. Yeah. We are absolutely, you know, in the last three stages there's not a whole lot left. But she's a 1600, but a good 1600.
Yeah. Well, there's 6 seconds or something in this, isn't there, heading into day two. What's the plan now for tomorrow morning? Because you have to lay down a marker from very early on in Ogalla.
Ogalla is a big stage, and I think it'll suit the Focus better than ours. Gary Gort is one then that might suit us. So there's going to be a bit of chopping and changing there, I think. I can't wait to get into maybe the likes of Garton and Karen Hill. They'd be two good stages that we'd like.
Yeah, glad to be at the front getting on today too. That's where you wanted to be.
Glad to be at the front. That's the one.
That was Declan Boyle speaking to me at the end of stage 6. A bit noisy, obviously, with so many rally cars in and around us at the end of the last stage on day 1. But he's quite happy to be at the front. One man that's not involved in the action, he went out in stage 1, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, last year's champions. How cruel can motorsport be? You're on the winner's podium 12 months ago, and this time round the engine goes in the Subaru towards the end of the opening stage. They had to pull in. The car was done, and that was their event done, as Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy bowed out very early on. On to the national side of the event. It is, of course, a fiercely battled contest between all the Mark IIs and the Starlets and the two-wheel drive cars, and a lot of clubmen, of course, involved in the national side of the rally. After six stages, it's the Donegal Motor Club chairman, Brian Brogan, and Damien McGinnigan, who lead in their Mark II Escort Class 14, and they have a 7.1-second advantage over the all-Donegal crew of Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney, who are in a 2-litre Mark II, a Class 13 car, so 7 seconds the difference between the top two. The rest of the escorts are all split by a starter, Declan Gallagher and John McNulty. They sit in third position overall. 1.7 seconds adrift of a Tourish, so that would leave it about 8.7 behind the leader, Brian Brogan. That's the top three in the National Rally. Let's get reaction from the leader, Brian Brogan. I spoke to the club chairman as he came off the end of the last stage.
Very good. First six here, very good, Oisín. Delighted to be here, you know. And just about what we lost to Ian Hillington the other day, and he's a real good club man, a good competitor too, you know, and he enjoys the fun. He's a good man to have in the bunch, like, but unfortunately.
Huge big battle between all these escorts and the wee started as well, Declan Geller.
There's no doubt. This is where the real rally is here, Oisín. This is where everybody wants to see the rest. They don't care about the rest, you know. This is where the fun is. Club men are all good, decent competitors, like the club among themselves, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, there's a couple of big stages to start things tomorrow. It's going to be a continuation of where you are this evening.
Oh, absolutely. But delighted to be here. You know, it's good for everyone. A lot of people that are coming here for the first time, it's good to get them to get the first day over and bed in for tomorrow morning. And there's a long way to go, as you know. There's a long way to go. Okay.
That's Brian Brogan speaking to me at the end of the day, leading the national side of the event. You heard him mention Adrian Hetherington there. Hetherington driving the green Escort. He was leading after two stages, very, very quick. And unfortunately, he went off at the start of stage three, which was the first time around Corradui, and Brian Brogan inherited the lead after that. So that's the top three in the national: Brogan, Tourish, and Declan Geller. Outside of that, fourth overall is Jonathan Pringle from County Monaghan, just 0.3 behind Declan Gallagher. Damien Gallagher's having a steady run, fifth overall in the national, 13.8 seconds adrift. Scotland's David Bogie, also in an Escort, 4.7 adrift off Damien Gallagher, sixth overall. Frank Kelly finished third last year, seventh overall, just 0.1 of a second behind. Then we've got a Subaru of Stephen McCann, eighth overall in the national side of the event. Another Subaru, Frank Gray, sits ninth overall. And the top 10 is wrapped up in the national rally by Gary Cairns in an Escort, 10th overall. So that's how things are looking after six stages. Just to let you know, Chris Ashmore is in Park Fermi, and he's getting reaction from quite a few of the leading contenders as day one comes to an end, and you'll be able to listen to those pieces of reaction and interviews coming up shortly by going to the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. But as day one comes to an end, it's Declan and Brian Boyle who lead at the head of the field by 6.2 seconds from Donagh Kelly and Conor Foley. Manus Kelly and Donald Bard are in third position, while in the national, Brian Brogan leads Damien Tourish with Declan Gallagher third, and it's been an opening day which has been dominated by the Donegal crews on day one of the dual Donegal International Rally. And of course, you can follow the rest of the action throughout the course of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, on air in Highland and online as well at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with more tomorrow, shortly after the 9 o'clock news, with a preview of day two.